ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. announcing new sanctions against Russia, punishment for the invasion of Ukraine 2 years ago and the death of Alexei Navalny 1 week ago. ABC's Patrick Reivel is in Ukraine and says without additional U.S. funding, the fight there is becoming dire.
We're seeing the Ukrainians basically have to ration ammunition. They were already having to ration ammunition back in November. So obviously the situation has become much, much more critical now. And we heard from some U.S. officials just this week saying that they predict there could be a catastrophic shortage of ammunition by late March, which is certainly seems to align with similar things we are hearing from Ukrainian troops on the ground.
Alexei Navalny's mother says Russian officials tried to blackmail her, threatening to do something with his body if she doesn't agree to a secret private funeral. No classes today at the University of Georgia. A nursing student at a nearby school who went jogging on campus found dead near the athletic field. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Several University of Wisconsin building projects are closer to moving forward after final legislative approval yesterday. The bill is now before the governor. The projects include a new engineering building at UW-Madison. It's part of the deal UW system leaders struck with Republican leaders in exchange for new limits on campus diversity efforts. People with PFAS-polluted wells will have to wait for help from the state. Governor Evers says he plans to veto a Republican bill that passed yesterday over the objections of Representative Jeffrey Meursault.
If you had contamination in your well, wouldn't you want to have that well, somebody to help you fix that? And it's not about, taking things away from the DNR.
Meursault says the bill protects innocent landowners from liability. Evers says the bill weakens the state's enforcement authority. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Construction projects at various schools in the Hayward area are reportedly making good progress. According to a Northern News Now report, four schools are under construction thanks to almost $50 million of referendum funding approved in 2022. Officials say construction on the new state-of-the-art gym could wrap up by this summer, and all of the current projects are on schedule to be finished by this fall. The construction includes upgrades to the primary, intermediate, and middle schools as well. Community Action Duluth is offering free tax help for low-income residents. According to a Fox 21 report, the tax site will offer free help for anyone with a household income of under $64,000 per year. The organization is aiming to help about 1,200 people complete their taxes this year. The tax site has three full-time employees and about 50 volunteers, hoping to relieve the burden and stress of doing taxes, while also teaching the people they help a few things so they can file their taxes on their own in the future. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Baseball gets started tomorrow. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers' first exhibition game of spring training out in Arizona tomorrow against the Padres. The first pitch at 2:10 Central Time. There's been talk that Sal Frelick will play some third base this spring. When will that happen? Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
First day. He's special, man. The kid's special. He can do it. That people ask me, why is he doing it? Because he can. If anybody can do it, it's Sal.
NBA, the Bucks and the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota. Milwaukee will be without Chris Middleton, still dealing with an ankle injury. NFL, Packers' Matt LaFleur introducing Jeff Hafley as the team's new defensive coordinator.
Certainly have always had respect for him from afar as a football coach. He's worked with my brother at two different stops. He's worked with Kyle Shanahan at two different stops in Cleveland and San Francisco. And I know how those guys, how much respect they have for him as a person first and a coach second.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. High temperatures today have already been hit as a cold front slides through the state. We'll see more clouds than sun and spotty snow showers, which could accumulate a trace on roads to up to a half an inch on grassy areas. And temperatures tonight crash cold.